You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
I love it. I've got chills.
This is not a test. This is rock and roll.
You know I have a shoulder on you, you know?
And good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Wednesday, April 17th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
What up, guys?
Hopefully, neither one of you got into the Pepsi, the Schweppes. Is that how you say it? Schweppes?
Yeah.
Zero sugar ginger ale.
That Schweppes. Is
claiming to be a zero sugar product.
Okay.
Okay, why?
It's chocked full of sugar.
So can you sue them?
You probably could.
Yeah, that's what happened with remember the Naked? It's called the
all
brand
those naked juices. And
yeah,
stuff.
The brand Naked.
All those naked drinks.
Because they
yes.
would say yeah. things that were misleading or like just straight up not even true.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I guess there was a mix up with 230 cases of it.
Oh, so it wasn't done on purpose.
The cans that say zero sugar contain full sugar.
Oh, great.
And full sugar.
Yeah, they're recalling.
Someone they pulled the lever. There's like a lever that says zero sugar. Full sugar.
Full sugar.
And they're like.
yeah, that's what would happen.
Went from suck to blow.
For real. No kidding.
Like zero to 100 in just no time.
I just feel really bad for the individuals who accidentally got duped because. You know that now they're like, wow, what a great alternative to the sugary drinks that I've been drinking. I can't begin to tell you how sweet this tastes.
Yeah, wow, this is so amazing.
No sugar, this is awesome.
Yeah. And then they're like, why am I over like 200 on my blood sugar right now?
Yeah.
What's going on? Not good.
Why have I needed to nap 4 times today?
Because of the sugar high.
All the crashes.
Absolute crashes. Yeah. So,
dang.
If you get Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale, you might want to just check it. And if like Schweppes. All of a sudden you had a sugar crash,
yeah,
you might be able to be compensated for that. And then the Wall Street Journal did a big write-up on how farmers have started using Axe body spray to prevent the male sheep from fighting.
What, to prevent them?
Yeah.
Usually if you find someone with Axe body spray on, they're trying to fight.
Yeah.
That's why I'm shocked on
the girls are chasing the guys, and then the guys are fighting the guys for the
they're
girls.
Like, bro, I wear Axe body spray.
Affliction.
Yeah, that's right. I drive a Hummer.
Oh, I wear Oakleys.
Someone realized
Oakleys are sweet.
Yeah, they are pretty nice.
Sorry.
Someone realized
usually they're wearing Oakleys.
The smell is so strong it masks the ram's natural pheromones. I guess it's a trick.
That's true. That is some
filtering through
some sheep
college, herding communities.
That's why high school kids wear Axe body spray. They have to. It's got to be strong and pungent to get over the smell of a boy.
A teenage armpit sweat.
Yes, 100%.
And, yeah, that makes
8
sense.
Days of not showering.
That totally makes sense.
That's funny. I just think that's hilarious how that they're using Axe body spray on sheep.
Hey, you know, Axe, they got to get their bag somehow. And if they have to pivot and start selling it to sheep farmers, then...
Hey, I mean, whatever works. I mean...
Hey, can I...
Get your money.
Can I throw out real quick, because I've had a complaint before.
Oh,
I want to shout out to my friend in Council Bluffs that I have a joke about Iowa and sheep that I'm keeping to myself right now.
Husker Nick!
I just want
to... That is... Yep. That's
my HR buddy, you know, that is always calling for my job.
Watching out for you.
That is.
I am, yes. And I.
Personal growth.
I'm keeping Iowa farmers and sheep and, like, you know, hillsides and Axe body spray. That
separate.
Joke is to myself.
Totally separate. All separate things.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is personal growth, I think. Not sure if it's in the right direction or not for my career.
Either way, it's entertaining.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll get you an all-new couples therapy. It's a couple of friends and a debate going on between the two of them. We'll get the Florida Man game for your chance at Country Drive Music Fest passes, a Mom's Wild Weekend, and the nitty-gritty from Music City coming up.
Katy Perry's choice for an American Idol replacement. Luke comes this message to Caitlin Clark. And why Randy Houser called Lee Bryce a giant third grader.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. So Katy Perry's already thinking about who could fill her shoes on American Idol. She suggests Jelly Roll would be a good fit, saying he, quote, was crazy when he came on the show and that she was impressed by his industry knowledge. The singer says that what she's really looking for to take her spot is a truth teller, someone who's very open, honest, and someone who has a strong sense of self, and she thinks Jelly Roll does that.
And he's had country and rap. I mean, he's done quite a bit in the industry. So.
Absolutely.
I think he'd bring a great group of fans to the show.
True.
That they don't currently have. Like, he fits a whole nother box of individuals. It'd be a good idea.
Monday night was a huge night for college hoops legend Caitlin Clark. After wrapping up her legendary college career, she entered the professional ranks by going number one in the WNBA draft, taken by the Indiana Fever. I know you know this, but that was the only part of the big night for the athlete that didn't involve pretty much everybody immediately swarming her to say their congratulations and to comment on things. Like, she had a brief moment where it was just like her trying to like take in the moment, and then everyone kind of bombards you with all the congratulations, including apparently Luke Combs.
I just want to say congratulations on being the number one pick in the WNBA draft. That's incredible. I know I can speak for everybody all across the United States and the world probably that we've enjoyed watching you these last couple of years, and we can't wait to continue to do so. So congratulations. You earned it. Can't wait to see you out there.
So Caitlin Clark was clearly taken aback. She said, quote, Luke Combs, that's my favorite artist of all time. That's pretty cool. He's a big women's basketball fan, so I appreciate that. That's amazing. I was not expecting that.
Did you see how they lined that whole thing up on the video?
What do you
mean? It's really weird. She's standing almost like in front of a mirror. Like, it's almost like a...
She's
like looking into this gold mirror thing, and then the mirror turns into Luke Combs. It was weird.
Oh, that's odd.
It was weird. It was like straight out of Snow... Was it Snow White where the...
I know what you're talking about.
The, like,
the Evil Queen.
Is that Snow White?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so... It was such an awesome message by him, and such a weird way the producers put it out there.
To present it, yeah.
That seems super weird.
So he's married, has kids, but Randy Houser says his buddy Lee Bryce has or had a wild streak in him. In a recent interview, Houser recollected a story that involved the guys out at a Nashville bar. There was a knife, a trip to the ER. Here's kind of how it goes.
Lee was getting stupid, and he had his knife out flicking it, and then he started playing some game where he was trying to hit something on a stool and just popped it about that far in his leg.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so deep.
off to the emergency room, you know. But this is the kind of thing, this is stuff that only Lee Bryce can do. Yeah. It's like, he's like a giant third grader. He really is.
And there have it. That's why Randy Houser called his buddy a giant third grader. Yeah.
Have you lived if you haven't accidentally stabbed yourself in the knee with a knife?
For real. A quick little update before I wrap up. Colt Ford, I had mentioned that at the beginning of the month, he had had like a medical episode during a performance at, or like maybe right after, at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row in Gilbert, Arizona. He is still in the ICU following the heart attack that he suffered. Good news is it sounds like he's doing better. Initially, odds of survival were grim at first, but he's making pretty good progress. Unfortunately, he won't be back on the road anytime soon, though. So if for some reason you were going to a Colt Ford show, you need to go get your refunds. But I only say that just because I didn't know if there was one even nearby. But anyways, so hopefully he's on the up and up. That's a nitty gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L with Kix 96.9.
Let's get to a round of good. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. One of which was Teresa. Let us know. Hey, Laszlo South is open again.
I saw that.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, all the stuff that they went through. So finally, Laszlo South, welcome back. We're glad you guys are back in business.
Welcome back.
And we're excited to come out and eat there.
My favorite place to go in town.
Fantastic. All right, Coryell, what's your good thing today?
My good thing is, according to the Lincoln Police Department and their Facebook account, members of LPD's records unit recently laced up their bowling shoes for the Voices of Hope Strike Out Sexual Assault Bowl-a-thon. So the team theme was We'll Be Your Sunshine. This month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and LPD, the record unit, wanted to do everything they could to kind of shine a spotlight on this issue and hopefully have it so that there's no more victims in the future. But unfortunately, that's people have suffered through this, and it's very, very tough. So, first of all, Records Unit getting a shout out. That's awesome. Second, them getting together to bowl for the cause. And if you are wondering what Voices of Hope is, it's a Lincoln organization with a twofold mission to provide services to victims and their significant others who are faced with the traumatic aftermath of sexual assault, domestic abuse, stalking, human trafficking, so on and so forth, and to provide information about these crimes for the purposes of citizen awareness, prevention, to enhance the sensitivity and professional understanding of those who may work with individuals with these issues. It's a great organization. If you are interested at all in their services, volunteering or for yourself or for a family member or friend, visit www.voicesofhopelincoln.org.
Nick, your good thing.
That was an awesome good thing, Coriel.
Thank you.
I agree.
So my good thing, it's a quasi-personal one. So I've mentioned to you guys I coach baseball for ABA. They're under 11 team. I'm the head coach for that team. We have a game tonight, and I want to shout out my guy, Mr. Charlie Wright. If you know Charlie, if you're one of his schoolmates, make sure you let him know that he got shouted out this morning because he's making his pitching debut. He is long waited. It's been like almost 3.5 weeks of Mr. Charlie coming to me and saying, so can I pitch today? Can I pitch today? Is today the day? Do I get to do it today? Is today my day? Is my day today? Well, guess what, buddy? It is your day today. So get yourself ready. Have a great day at school. Make sure you pay attention to your teachers. And then get ready tonight because we get that pitching debut. And then it will be the first of many. So get after Mr. Charlie Wright.
Let's go, Charlie. Nice.
Let's go, Charlie. I've got two incidences of people who have money or influence and they're doing good things.
Sweet.
The owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, his name is Steve Ballmer. And how do you regain the reputation of being the most awesome team owner in sports? You buy out everybody's tab in the concessions for the final regular season game.
Nice.
What?
So he went, everybody who came to the game at the Crypto.com Arena as their new home, that in Intuit Dome is going to be ready for action later this year. But he went ahead and said, you know what? Let's get the final round for everybody. The concessions are all on me, which is a very, very cool thing.
He says, I got you.
And then there's a TikTok food critic by the name of Keith Lee, who is collaborating with Pizza Hut to launch a family community pizza, a special pizza topped with his favorite family's toppings, and all the proceeds going to help out $50,000 to two underserved schools where Lee and his wife used to attend
in their
hometown. So a very cool thing that he's doing with his influence.
Yeah.
And Keith Lee is awesome. I love following this stuff.
So there you go. A couple people doing really, really good things, and they got cash, and they're willing to help everybody out. That's definitely a good thing.
No.
What am I hearing?
What's happening?
Jack, you told me you were seeing a college girl named Dee Dee.
Yeah, she came to the frat house and we met at a party.
Oh. It's not what you meant.
Oh gosh.
She had sex with your son!
Oh!
She had sex with your son and she called me right after! Because we are friends!
Oh. Yep, so that's from a movie called Live with the Party with Melissa McCarthy, who gets a divorce and ends up going back to school and in the same sorority as her daughter and ends up basically hooking up with her ex-husband's new fiance's son.
Oh, boy.
Like, it's a wild story.
Oh, what? Wow, that's wild.
That's a wild story.
I don't think I've ever heard that movie, even.
If you get a chance, you're live at the party. Very funny movie.
Dude, it never fails to just shock me every time that you're like, oh, yeah, this obscure movie. Totally watched it. Here it is.
Well, it's one of Caitlin's favorite movies.
That's awesome.
Like, she is like a top three, and that's one of them that's in the top three.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
Good for her. That's awesome.
But it actually happened kind of in real life in Missouri.
Oh, it's happened many places.
Well,
this
sure
is one instance.
This is one instance where it popped up on Instagram. There is a video of this past weekend of a mom videotaped making out with a frat boy at a club. And
in Duck Club.
Like, she looks maybe 55, 60-ish.
Yeah, I mean, she looks great. And Yeah, it's definitely.
She's a cougar. She's out hunting.
I think they're kind of just both doing it for the plot. I think you can tell.
They're just having a good time.
Yeah, he's like,
doing it
his
for the plot.
His frat bro buddies are like, okay. And he's like, I can't wait to tell everybody.
Yeah, and
she's get back.
She's going to go back to, like, I don't know, her like, her annual
Cougar
girls
Cave.
Trip, her Cougar Cave, her book club or whatever her deal is, and she's going to be like, you guys have no idea.
I love that he's in a frat and she's in a book club because she's 55.
Hey, I gave two other options before.
That's the examples you gave.
Meanders on down to her favorite bar. And then she's like, all right, here's what I did.
That's hilarious.
Maybe.
Made out with a 20-year-old again.
Mm-hmm. right. Life's rough.
Can't help myself.
There's another radio show that I kind of pay attention to. And on their show, they discussed which infidelity would you be able to deal with better, your wife hooking up with a frat boy, a neighbor, or a coworker?
Wait, what?
I mean...
Huh?
They legit asked, like, would you be okay with your wife's on?
No, I wouldn't be okay with any of those.
None of those, right?
What are we talking about?
Of those.
But they actually had a discussion about it. I'm like, oh my God. And one of the guys on the show said the neighbor because...
I could go the punch said, the neighbor?
Yeah, exactly. He could
is that what it is? It'd be easier for me to find that guy?
Yeah, versus the frat boy with just some rando that, like, a
Vegas
trip or
whatever.
This
way she's got real feelings if it's with the neighbor. That's good.
Just so ridiculous that they would even ask that question, but
it just
was super odd that this. I mean, everybody's got this video rolling around.
I would say the answer would be none of those
none is okay.
Probably.
And then his daughter said she'd be more mad if the dad hooked up with a sorority girl than the mom hooking up with a frat boy.
Well, that's weird too.
That again.
That's just
the
sexist.
Dad and a sorority girl versus the mom and a frat boy.
And he thinks one's worse than the other?
His daughter's like, it'd be way worse if you hooked up with a sorority girl versus mom hooking up with a frat boy.
Huh.
There's a weird little double standard there.
Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I like any of that stuff.
None of that sounds good at all. No.
No.
Well, I mean, no.
Huh.
The whole thing is just a weird thing because then you get into age, you get into consent and all this stuff, and it's like, I don't know, it's just it's an odd thing because, I mean, like, technically, like, if they're college age, then technically they have their own autonomy and they can make their own choices.
Right.
So, like, technically none of it's wrong, but then there are so many other added layers to it.
Yeah.
So it's like all of it's just too wishy-washy. I think maybe you don't.
Yeah, avoid. Yeah. Avoid.
Maybe you just avoid.
The don't. Stuff that's on TikTok
probably
and
a better idea.
Insta Reels that just, like, holy crap. I mean, the things that people are getting
but
away
you know what?
With,
these two, at least in this weird, like, POV we have of, like, everyone else filming it from, like, yards away.
Right.
The two individuals, I'm assuming mom, and then I'm assuming college age kid, whatever, kind of looks like a frat boy, sure. Looks like those two are kind of like, all right, this is a good night.
In that scenario, good for them.
In that scenario, good for you, mom.
Yeah,
she's partying, man.
Frat boy, enjoy yourself.
I just hope nobody like overpromises something like, yeah, sure, I'll.
You
call
never know.
You tomorrow.
He might have found himself a sugar mama that, like,
maybe.
Now
best
she's
scenario.
Worth millions of dollars, right. And he's just like, I don't need this college stuff.
Talk about odd.
I got a sugar mom now. Woo!
Parents' weekend be really weird for her daughter. And
I already told you, I have a cousin. I have a cousin who the man that she's, like, been with for, I don't even know now, probably like 5 years. She's maybe 33. He is 70.
Wow.
And my aunt and uncle are in their 60s. Like, he's older than her mom and dad.
Wow.
But he is a millionaire.
Yeah.
And that's, you know what?
She's in it for love.
You
gotta
fight. I would say so.
She's in it for love.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Check this out. Here's what's trending online now. Who is going down?
Right here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending is brought to you by Winter Circle Auto Center.
Three.
If you're in the market for a piece of history, the opportunity of a lifetime may be coming up. The white Ford Bronco, used by O.J. Simpson in his infamous slow-speed chase in 1994, could be going up for sale. The owners, which include Simpsons ex-manager and two associates, have been planning to possibly sell it this year, even before OJ passed away of cancer. The last offer the three received for the vehicle was around $750,000. It's currently on loan at the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Didn't even know that was a thing, but it
is. I've been there before. I stayed in the mountains.
Doesn't surprise me.
Right. I stayed in the mountains there.
Oh my God.
In Pigeon Forge.
I'm surprised by that.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
It's been there since 2016, but it could very well be yours for the low, low price of $750,000.
I think I visited it in 2016.
So you might have seen the
maybe I was
the White
there
Bronco
at the same time.
It's possible.
Oh, ships passing in the night. Okay, so this is a little bit of a combination between
The End of Days.
Well, Flying Salt Shakers of Death and the Last of Us, the video game / TV show.
Okay.
Okay, so scientists say that some of the cicada hordes that are like starting to emerge,
which you're super
excited
about,
across the Midwest.
Yeah, you're
oh
really
yeah,
excited
so
about
stoked.
This.
Won't succeed in reproducing. Well, I mean, they won't reproduce cicadas anyways because some of the cicadas are infected with a zombie fungus.
Oh, good.
Called
zombie fungus,
Massospora cicadina, that controls the insects and then builds up until the rear end of each infected cicada falls off and exposes a white fungal plug in place of its, you know what's, and then that means they spread the fungus when they try to mate, but the bugs then sprinkle the fungus in their wakes as they fly around. So basically flying salt shakers of death. Yeah.
Flying salt shakers of death.
The only good news in this barrage of mental images I've just given you against your will, no one wanted is that the fungus is harmless to humans.
Oh, good.
So far.
So, yeah,
so
right?
far.
Right.
And
then dun, dun, dun!
One final mental image from the story. Scientists advise people to check on any cicadas they try to eat this
what?
Year.
No, don't.
People eat cicadas.
They do, yeah.
God.
Dr. Matt Kasson of West Virginia University said, quote, you do not want to put those things in your mouth. It feels like, quote, don't put the flying salt shakers of death in your mouth is basically advice that no one would like need to give ever. But yet here we are.
Here we are.
2024.
It's because he's in West Virginia.
And it feels
they'll
like you got to say it. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I guess so.
Roadkill.
Yeah.
Roadkill.
People do eat cicadas. That's a thing. Just maybe don't eat these ones.
Maybe if your dog gets one of those stuck in its mouth, they'll bite it and then they buzz it around. Get it out as quick as possible.
Yeah, something to note. Dogs love to eat cicadas.
Yes, they
do. That's 100% true.
And aren't they toxic to animals?
No. I think that's the reason my neighbor's dog lived to be like 15 because he ate so many cicadas.
He ate all
like
cicadas.
All the time.
That's funny.
Yeah, they're good.
All right, so be aware of that.
One! With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, she's one of the most famous athletes in the world right now, male or female, just got picked number one overall in the WNBA, and people are talking about her upcoming rookie salary over the next 4 years, where she'll make $338,000, whereas now they're comparing her to the number one overall pick in the NBA, Victor, how do you say his last name, Nick?
Wembanyama.
Who's making $55 million in his first 4 years as a player. So there's a lot of conversation about equality when it comes to pay, Nick.
Oh, I want the WNBA ladies to make as much money as possible, which means you all who are mad about this need to go out and support them and go to a game.
Yeah, because you say their revenue was like way down. I mean,
yeah, it's 2% of the NBA's.
2%.
You can't pay. It'd be like me and Coryell being mad about people in New York making way more money in radio than us in Lincoln, Nebraska. Well, if we compare how much money that radio station makes compared to how much money our radio station makes, there's a reason there's a price discrepancy there.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
It's just that's why I just don't understand people being mad about this. Just go support the WNBA and let those ladies get paid like they should.
Well, yeah, go buy some WNBA merch.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. And especially if the Phoenix Mercury with Jazz Shelley being down there. I mean, no offense to Caitlin Clark, but like,
Jazz Shelley's one of ours.
Exactly.
So all offense. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today. Is it baby time or YOLO time? That is in today's Couples Therapy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's Couples Therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And it was Mary who reached out to us to be on the show, so we'll let her speak first. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So what's going on with you and your friend Cameron that you need our help?
Yeah, so Cameron is 29 now, and she's been married for like 5 years or so, and she's like my bestie.
Nice.
So
nice.
Her husband has been pushing her just a little bit to start a family, but she likes her freedom.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, like, I try to tell her all the time about how fun it is to be a parent. But, like, don't get me wrong, it's not always sunshine and lollipops, but it is so rewarding.
That is a true fact. It is not easy, but it is rewarding with your little kiddos, yeah.
Yeah, so I was just hoping your listeners would help me give her some good reasons to think hard about it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you're thinking, yes, this would be a great opportunity for her and her husband to begin building their family, and Cameron is not quite.
So she just doesn't want kids. Is that what we're getting out of this?
I mean, at present, no, she doesn't want kids.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's bring Cameron in here. Cameron, are you just, you don't want kids? Are you wanting to stay just you and your husband, or what are your thoughts?
No, it's not that I absolutely don't want them, but like, I really do. I really like my freedom. And I'm just not sure that I want kids. I'm totally willing to listen, but truly, I'd really love my, like, no kids nation people to chime in as well.
How does your husband feel about kids or no kids?
Truly, like, he's pressing the conversation, but I think he's pressing it so we're on the same page about it. Okay. He is also on the fence.
Oh, like, okay.
He could go either way.
Okay, and that makes sense.
He's just wanting to know what direction your guys' life is going to go in.
Definitive answer for the both of you to be on the same page about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which is fair.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, I mean, we'd be more than willing to open this up to our listeners.
I'll be on the have kids side of it because the best thing I've ever done was being a dad. I wish I'd have had him when I was younger. Now that I'm 42 and my son's 11 and my daughter's 6, I wish I would have had him a little younger, just so that way I just want to be around him as long as I can. I love it. I love it. I love it. So yeah. I'll be on that side.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take it to our people and see what they have to say about it.
Coming up
next with Coriel and Husker Nick.
So the sides people are taking, Coriel.
Well, it's more of just an ask on Facebook, KX969. So, because Mary and Cameron asked for this, so I'm going to pivot a little bit.
Okay.
So those with and those without children, share the pros and cons about your choice.
Okay.
Okay. So that it could, you know, help either sway Cameron one way or the other, I guess. Or
gotcha.
I don't want to say sway because this is a big decision, but to give her all the information she could possibly have.
View. Yeah.
So that when her and her husband decide to make that more definitive answer step, you know, there's a little more ammunition.
Okay, so your team kids or team solo YOLO, I guess. I don't know.
So in a way, team married.
Trust me, the people who decided not to have kids for their entire life, and you're not one of these people I'm talking about, Coriel, but they have no problem telling you how great their decision was.
Oh, yeah.
These people love to brag about it.
Okay, pick a
so
side.
So we'll get it. We'll
and
get
let
it.
Us know where you're at for team married, team Cameron, 466-9696 to call in. That's 466-9696. Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, to be a part of Couples Therapy.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Couples Therapy. And if you're just joining us, Mary wants parents to weigh in on why Cameron should consider having kids. And Cameron is on the no kids nation side of things right now. Her and her husband don't have children yet. She doesn't really want kids, and he's on the fence about it. And Cameron's best friend, Mary, is like, no, you guys should do this. And And it'd be great to be young parents.
And the good news is, before anyone asks, in case you're also just jumping in, no one's pushing here.
No,
I know that that word was used earlier, but it seems that it's a little less of like a, yeah.
He's pushing to have the conversation about where their life is going in
yeah,
the next couple
sounds
of years.
Like the husband's trying to kind of define what maybe him and Cameron want sooner than later. So yeah.
Are they going to stay solo and be just them and enjoy life together like that? Or do they want to start a family? And that's the question at hand. And we want you guys to chime in. Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. Hi, Kix.
Good morning. I'm on the kids' side.
Okay.
I know this seems like a long ways down the road, but I'm a grandma of 8.
Awesome.
Those grandkids are the best thing. And I'm a fairly young grandma. I'm 56. So I get to enjoy all these things with my grandkids. I mean, I had 4 kids, but I wouldn't have traded it having them earlier in life at all. Because now I can enjoy the grandkids.
There you go. That's one aspect of it. We haven't had a whole lot of the stay solo people that have chimed in yet. So we really want the, what did she call it? The No Kids Nation?
No Kids Nation.
No Kids Nation. Melissa says, no kids at this point in my life at 32. Same Melissa. I can go on spontaneous trips without having to worry about bringing kids or finding a babysitter.
Oh, that's a good point. You can share yours as well. We want to hear from the No Kids Nation. We want to hear from the people who want who had kids.
Are you
young,
no kids or pro kids?
There you go. No kids or pro kids. That's a good way of wrapping
wow,
up.
Wow, you're a pro, Corey.
Oh. Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969 to be in couples therapy. Couples Therapy Wednesday. Today it's a couple friends discussing one of the friends' life. Are they pro kids or no kids is the conversation. Because it was Mary who reached out about her friend Cameron and her husband who are, they're young, newly married, been married about 5 years or so. And her husband's been pushing the question about whether they should start a family. But Cameron's like, no, I'm good right now. I want to hear from the No Kids Nation people. I'm okay with my freedom right now. I'm not sure if I'm ready to have a kid yet.
I think we should add, though, that
listen to
he's
people
not
about
pushing
it.
The idea of having a child. He's
it's the conversation
also on
about
the
life.
Fence about having a child. He's just pushing to have that conversation again to like redefine.
Exactly. And so we wanted to know from you guys, no kids or pro kids is the side you can take. Hi, Kix.
I'm on the side of have kids early. Like Husker Nick said, I'm 40 here in May, and I can still whip my kids. 6'1", outweighs me in the driveway with basketball.
humble my children
and it's a lot of fun, so I'm glad we're kind of younger, but you know your time comes where they're gonna humble you back, so
yeah for sure.
Randall on X said, I'm one of my friends that doesn't have kids. There are times they bug me about it, but then they get jealous of all the concerts I get to go to, the trips I take, and other things I get to do with my free time and money. If you want kids, great. Just don't let anybody pressure you.
All right.
Make your own choices.
Amy says, I'm 55 and have no kids. I have never regretted that decision. Cindy says, I had kids when I was younger. They have kept me grounded. It was very hard raising them some days, but the end result is something I would never change. They are all grown with families of their own, and my heart gets full when I hear them tell their kids how they grew up. John also says, didn't have kids till 30. I'm 41 now, 6 kids, 2 step, 2 with wife, 1 adopted from birth, and 1 adopted from after fostering. So I'm assuming John is a pro kid.
I'm
thinking so. Brad on X says, nothing's better than being a dad and teach your kid life skills and watching them grow into their own. But my buddy has no kids and no wife, and he's pretty damn comfortable. But he's also a really awesome uncle to my daughter, and he really enjoys that.
Yeah.
I have a few friends who are... who have siblings, so they are like the cool aunts.
Yeah.
And they're like, I want to be the cool aunt that has like some patience left in my day to deal with my sister's kid when she is so frazzled and needs time to herself, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can take that burden from her because I've got some energy left. I've also got... a lot of them are dinks, dual income, no kids.
Oh, gotcha. Like,
that's...
Not all my friends, but some of my friends are dinks. So
they love
all
to brag about it.
They have all this extra money. And she's like, I want to act like I'm Santa Claus every day, basically, for her niece or nephew, you know? And she wants to be cool aunt, and she's totally fine with it. She feels like she kind of gets a little bit of that parenting experience right. or that, yeah. But yeah. just being the aunt that gets to step in sometimes.
It's
but,
fun to be the fun aunt or the fun uncle. I would be on the side like Nick is of pro kids. I enjoy raising my kids. And now Tristan's 21 and we get to hang out a lot and we go to concerts together and we're buddies. Mm-hmm. Caitlin and I have talked about having kids and continue that on. So, yeah, I'm not opposed to that at all.
There's a very large stigma that I wish wasn't a thing, but there's a very large stigma when a woman says that she doesn't really want kids. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, that makes me nervous to say that sometimes. And there was even someone had even emailed saying, oh, you don't like children, trying to say that I hate children and stuff. And no,
that's not the case
at all. I actually kind of love children and I want, I love those experiences to be able to like make a child feel seen, heard, and the coolest kid in the room because as a former child myself, that was so crucial to me, you know? So I do love those experiences. But truly, at the risk of someone being like, you should have children, you're a woman, I honestly am very on the fence. I kind of don't want kids.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that I won't change my mind someday.
Right.
Or that's the path that
thing.
I end up
None
taking.
Of that's bad.
Yeah, I just, you know, yeah. It's also weird to be a woman in radio too, because I'm broadcasting. I don't really want kids right now, you know?
Right.
But like, what happens a couple of years down the road, I have a kid. And so it's going to be like, remember when you said you didn't want kids?
I'll be honest. At that point,
don't
you go,
love my
I
child.
Really don't
yeah, right.
care. Like, let me do what I want to do.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I'll throw out there.
It's interesting.
I'll throw out there to back you on this too. Like, there's, there was a point in my life where I was like, man, I love babies. I love kids. I love having two kids and I love having them as babies. We wanted a third kid. Do I have three kids?
Nope.
No, I do not. Yeah. And my daughter is a little angel.
Plans
but
change.
She got here and Jess and I looked at each other and we're like,
we're done.
That is it.
Yeah, wrap it up.
And we just figured that out.
We are not running it back. We are done.
So, you know.
Let's bring Mary and Cameron in here. Cameron, how are you feeling about hearing from our listeners about the situation?
I mean, honestly, I don't know if it changes my mind at all.
And that's okay.
And
I have a niece, so... And she's fantastic. And it's not to say that I don't like kids either. Like, I love kids. I just don't know if I want any.
My wife says now, she goes, I still love babies. I just like to be able to give them back to their mom when I'm done with them.
Right.
Like, you know.
Right?
Yeah, all that extra stuff. Mary, are you cool with your friend and her just waiting on having kids right now?
Well...
I mean, it is ultimately her decision, but I do feel like your callers had a lot of positive things to say about having kiddos.
Yeah, I like it. I like the friendship you guys have and that you're able to give her a little pressure there.
Right.
Because, hey, here's the other thing, too. Now you have in your back pocket that in like 20 years, if she's like, you know, I kind of wish I'd have had a kid, you can be like, huh? Let's listen to the old podcast.
I told you so.
Let's listen to that old podcast from our favorite morning show.
Roll tape.
Exactly. So, you know, that's how that works sometimes.
Yeah, correct.
Sue on Facebook, she did make a point. Sue says, don't do it if you're not sure. It's no joke. They are forever. I love my kids and grandkids. I wouldn't train them for anything, but it's a lifetime commitment. So if you're not sure... about being a lifelong parent, develop relationships with them, so on and so forth, you know, then definitely don't just do it if you aren't completely 1,000% in this. And with that being said, I know you mentioned, Cameron, that, you know, it doesn't really necessarily sway you out of your no kids nation standpoint, but there are quite a few pro-kids, pro-parenting, and things like that, comments, too, that you at least can go back and revisit for this conversation. So, you know, as much as you feel like maybe you won, and that's great, there's a lot of things there for you to maybe still take into consideration.
I'll also add, if you guys do decide that, hey, maybe we'll have kids, but let's wait till we're ready, there is no moment that you're 100% ready for
any
of this.
That's right.
Like, you know, you can't be like, I'm going to wait until I'm financially perfect for this. Now, you have no idea. Like, you got to have just have that kid, and then it's like, all right, here we go. We're on the fly now. Let's do this.
Well,
you know,
we appreciate you guys listening to the show and then being on the show and being a part of this conversation. And it sounds like you got a good friendship. So thank you so much for being on with us.
Awesome. Thanks for having
us. Thank you guys so much.
You bet. And if you guys need our help, we're always here for you. Couple Therapy, reach out Facebook X or Instagram, KX969.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So we had a date or double, I think it was a week ago or so, where this guy and girl got to meet each other and they went back to her place and hooked up, and then they got together to hang out again, but this time at his place, and she went in and there's all kinds of empty beer bottles and beer cans on display. He had
it's
one
the whole,
pillow
like, above your cabinets.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a frat bro.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, he wasn't like though. He was like mid 30s or something, and so she was
And she's like, yeah, no, I can't live. Maybe. I can't live that life right now, man. So she pretty much walked in. They hung
out for a
bit.
He had the single pillow.
And the navy sheets. Just like all of it was just like, no, nope, I can't. Yep. I can't be a part of this.
She went home to her house where she's got the live, laugh, love sign in the door.
I'm telling you.
She's a grown up.
That is so funny you say that, Nick, because truly, you got to take it with a grain of salt, okay? I'm poking a little bit of fun here. Doesn't mean I don't like you as a person. But if you have a live, laugh, love sign in your house, I want to walk right back out. I'm sorry.
You judge them that hard?
I can't.
You're
I
like, okay, not. I'm sorry. I'm not live, laughing, or loving while I'm here.
Hey, there's stuff in my house I'm sure that you'd be like, absolutely not. And walk. I mean, for the sake of the conversation, honestly, truly.
Yeah.
You have a live, laugh, love sign. Unironically, I want to leave. I don't know. I hate them.
You're like, I'm out of here.
I'm
not doing that.
I absolutely love my mom, and I love the little signs that she has everywhere, but the one that just automatically pops up like that is the, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie, wipe the CD.
Oh, nice.
In the bathroom, and you're like, oh, God, really?
Yeah, some of those are kind of cute.
I don't know. My sister-in-law has one that says, sprinkles are for donuts, not the toilet seat, and I'm like, that's awesome.
I have one that says 5 stars would poop here again.
Would poop here again.
That's funny. That's
So you're just an elitist sign person.
Apparently. I totally get it. It's hypocritical. It's so hypocritical, man. But I can't stand the live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
But it brought up a conversation of what makes you want to just like walk out of somebody's house. Like this gal saw that single life, frat boy life that he was living by himself at the age of 30 something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, nope, can't do it. And when it comes to live, laugh, love signs, you're that way too.
I'm thinking about buying a live, laugh, love sign and then inviting Coryell over and seeing if she leaves. Like I kind of want to test this theory.
It out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. I'll meet you in the driveway for beer.
She just goes and grabs a chair and sits in my driveway. I will not go in that house. No.
It's the urge. It's the urge to like. It's the urge to be like. Why do you have that?
Yeah, I probably Raiders or Broncos stuff. I would say
I thought you were going to say Cowboys and come for my boyfriend on that one.
No, but. Not at all. The Cowboys just lose constantly. I don't have a problem with them.
It's more or less you just feel bad. You don't know whether to like donate financially or moral support.
Those guys are rivals. They're rivals, kind of. So
I think
them.
I would also add. I would also add pet hair on every surface. Almost to the point where it's like, do you ever try to clean it?
Can I
or
tell you?
Is your dog just that furry? I mean, I understand that. I'm also, gosh, I'm so trying to be so careful. I don't want to make people mad. I'm just saying like pet hair on every single surface.
Here, I'll do it, Corey.
You gotta do something.
The irony of a woman saying that hair on everything is too much is ridiculous. Because you guys shed so much, it's ridiculous.
Truly.
That's funny.
Yeah, when I go into some stranger's house and I'm like, oh, God, because like this like blonde hair floats down from the ceiling for some reason and just hits me in the face. I'm like, ah! And my buddy's like, it's my wife. She's
going
to come into
this room.
Not today,
Satan. You're not going to float onto my shoulder and have me come home. And Jess is like, what's going on?
That's right.
So we're going to put it up on socials and ask you guys what makes you want to just walk out of someone's house.
Oh, and then the bathrooms that are like so... Okay. Can I add one more?
Okay. Add one more.
Okay. Bathrooms that are on theme with like a beach or like lighthouse theme. Sure.
Yeah.
But when it's every single inch of that bathroom is like a seashell, a lighthouse,
a beach scene,
the shower curtains, the trim, the wallpaper, even down to the shape of the soap. There's always jars of rogue shells and sand and things everywhere. It's a little too much. But that's your thing. That's your deal. That's your thing. There's a reason why that's your bathroom and not my bathroom.
I'm just gonna leave.
Walk out.
I'm out of here.
I don't know.
I had to poop and now I'll pinch it off and get out of here. Because you got seashells.
I'm going to U-Stop.
So we'll put it up.
Coriel just waddles out the door, and you're like, what is she doing? You had She's shells in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
You have lighthouses? Yeah. How many?
Oh,
12.
No.
Casey's down the street. So where are we going to put it, Coriel, and ask people?
On Facebook, KX969, the decor in homes you just can't stand. The ones that just make you want to walk right out. Facebook KX969.
Top of the Florida Man game.
What the f***? Florida. Picture life. Florida.
Chance to win your way to Country Drive Music Fest on Saturday to see Justin Moore and a bunch more at the big event coming up this summer in June. And we have, Coriel's having to pivot a little bit.
A little bit of a pivot. Tucker.
Tucker is playing the game along with his dad. Good morning, Tucker.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, there's Tucker's dad. Who's
that? Okay, Tucker's dad. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good. We're good.
Okay, so it's a communal effort between you and Tucker, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Got him right here with me.
Awesome. Right.
So the Florida Man game, how it's played.
Florida Man, a Florida man, woman, person either did this, said this, or caused this, or was involved in this. I'm going to give you headlines, and then you guys decide if it's true or false.
And Coriel's been trying to keep, like she had to do a little bit of PGing.
No.
No, not at all.
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Come on, JP.
That's right. That's right. The reminder is there that if it's
Wasn't motioning here in the studio for him to remind people of this.
I didn't know if you were having me stretch or you were pointing at your butt and I didn't know what was going on. But if it does involve butts, usually that is the tell that it's a fake story, that it didn't really happen. Okay?
Hey, he said it, I didn't.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, headline number one. Florida lawmaker man reported missing, found partying in hotel room. True or false?
True.
That's right.
Oh. Good job.
Tucker and Dad are on the board.
Tucker, have you ever been to Florida?
No.
Well, you seem very wise in the ways of the Florida people.
I know. He's smart enough to not go.
So what happened with that story, Coriel?
Florida GOP leader George Riley Jr. was reported missing recently after a hotel room rampage during an alcohol-fueled binge. So it was more or less a one-person party. Okay. It was a bender.
Yeah.
Anyways, headline number two. Florida man sets world record for most consecutive farts on a roller coaster. True or false?
False.
Tucker says
Tucker's
false.
On
yeah, Tucker. Tucker's paying attention.
Tucker is so on this. Okay, good job. Good
you
job.
You can't break Coriel's record.
Headline number three. Florida man's home destroyed by space junk. True or false?
We're going to go with false.
Actually, no, that really happened. We talked about that story, too. Yeah. The guy, like, literally, it was trash off the space station.
Yep, debris from the International Space Station. NASA even claimed it. They said, sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Tucker, odds are it'll never happen, so don't worry.
Yeah. Okay, headline number four. Florida man caught misleading customers with, quote, peaches guaranteed to grow your peach fruit stand. True or false?
True.
False.
That's
false. False because it involves peaches, which is a nickname
and growing
for butts.
Your peach.
Now
your
you've taught
booty cheeks.
Good for you guys for teaching a 12-year-old that peaches are nicknames for butts. You guys are. Wait till he gets to school in a few minutes, guys.
Hey,
he's gonna tell everyone.
I grew up before emojis were even a thing, and the phrase was "plant your peaches." That means your butt cheeks.
Tucker's dad. I had nothing to do with this. Just for the record, because
okay.
I'm the one that Al. You. I promise you, the teachers are gonna go. Oh, Husker Nick told him.
Somehow,
and like no.
Husker Nick comes out the smelling like roses. I don't buy it.
Let's go.
Okay, last headline. Florida man tries to flirt, makes terroristic threat instead.
What?
True or false?
True.
Can you say that one more time?
Florida man tries to flirt, makes terroristic threat instead.
True.
True.
Hey, you guys.
Okay.
That a baby.
I got to tell you the story, though.
Okay, please tell us the story.
So this takes place at an airport, if you can see where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Some would say his joke didn't land. Dare I say, he bombed. A 70-year-old Florida man claimed he was attempting to flirt with another traveler when he made a wisecrack about having a bomb in his bag at the airport.
The joke was,
and clearly it was obviously very dark and dry humor, but he said, quote, "If the bomb in my bag goes off prematurely, I apologize to your family in advance."
Oh my
God. That was his pickup line?
So the man was arrested and charged with making a false bomb report, a second degree felony, somehow still less than the amount Morgan Wallen's facing.
Morgan Wallen threw a chair off a building.
No.
Expensive chair, no doubt.
Well, hey, Tucker and Tucker's dad, congratulations. You guys got a pair of tickets for all day Saturday at Country Drive Music
Fest.
Awesome.
Hey, hang on the line. Thanks, Tucker. Thanks, Dad. We appreciate you guys listening to the show. And that is the Florida Man game for this week. Every summer, everybody looks forward to going to Milligan for the June Jubilee and joining us to get us all pumped up for it and let us know who's going to be out there this year is our buddy EJ. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
EJ.
How many years now is it for the Milligan June Jubilee?
Yeah, we're at 36 if we count fingers and toes.
Wow. That is a lot of time hanging out, playing music, and playing all kinds of games.
Yeah, sir. It's going to be a fun time. And you kind of think about it. It's like, man, now we're getting into prep time. And you know, what we were teasing about around the round table, the official, unofficial start to the summer, or however it goes. So that's kind of about right.
I would say we could probably call that start to the summer.
Oh, yeah, for certain. A lot of people. Yeah.
Meteorologically, it isn't.
Okay.
But.
Yeah. She's hung up on the calendar.
It worked for me on an early morning. So,
right.
Yeah.
But this year, you guys are going to kind of throw it back a little bit with the acts that you're bringing in for June Jubilee.
Yeah, it's we kind of did some thinking, and you know, we're trying to each year we try to spice things up a little bit, and we thought to ourselves, we'll do a little throwback to some traditional country.
Ooh.
And what better way than our headliner this year, none other than Colin Ray.
Yes. I'm a huge Colin Ray fan.
Big name. You know, everybody's a big fan. And I don't think, you know, honestly, you guys could probably attest to it. I don't know if he's been around Nebraska in quite some time.
No.
So this Colin is Ray, I don't think so.
If you haven't got a chance to see him live, come on out of Milligan.
This is a huge opportunity. Yeah, Colin hasn't been back for a bit that I remember. Yeah, so this is going to be a big deal.
I don't think he has, no.
That's awesome.
Had a while.
Yeah, we did a little research on that one. And, yeah, you know, what better way to follow up with Colin Ray? Traditional style, none other than Ricochet.
Yes.
We've been out here at Milligan not too long ago, last couple of years. Great bunch of guys. They're going to start things up. And even to open things off, we're going bigger. Last year we had Casey Chestnut come in Saturday for entertainment, and he rocked the house there Saturday.
Yeah, I heard that was wild.
Friday. Yeah, Casey's awesome, and we gave you, we just said, you want to come? And he says, book me. He says, I'm already there.
He's like, don't ask, just book me next time.
That's right. Yeah, so that's great to hear, and it's exciting to see those acts excited to come to Milligan.
Right.
So it's going to be a great event this year.
Well,
he's like, I get to see Ricochet and Colin Ray play after me, but exactly. I also get to go party in Milligan again.
That's Friday, June 7th, but there's still also, just so you know, June 8th and June 9th, Saturday and Sunday. There's a bunch of stuff going on both. If you watch along on Facebook, KX969, you can see the full details there, too, and even get the link to get your tickets for Friday night's concert. Plus, you can poke around, too, to find more details about the further events. But Saturday, there's like co-ed softball, there's a pork rib cook-off, car show, bingo, more entertainment.
Hold on. I see Rooster Run there. Are you really running with Roosters?
No. See, that's the nostalgia thing for the old Milligan Roosters back in yesteryear. That'd be a sight to see early in the morning.
I'm just saying, my fiance,
situation, you know,
my fiance Caitlin, we went to Key West. She loved chasing the chickens down there. So, like, if there was legit a rooster run, like, she would probably be involved.
That's pretty awesome.
For us around the Centennial Garden, there probably won't be a lot of running.
For safety reasons, probably shouldn't be either.
Exactly. Yeah,
don't even pop a hip out or something.
Things too, and as you can see there, as Coriel just told you guys, lots of great events for not only the individuals, but family as well. Tractor pull, antique tractor pulls coming out this year too. That was about a couple of years delayed. We're back at it there too.
Awesome.
Sunday, of course, as you can tell right there, the grand parade, kids pedal pull, the Czech dancers, which is a new thing. We exchanged the kolache eating contest for the Czech dancers.
Oh, so
big
cool.
Hit. Watching the kids all perform out there. We got the band from Milligan and Wilbur out there performing as well. And couldn't ask for anything better. So it's a, like in between that too, there's arcade, there's arcade games. There's VR experience.
What?
Whatever it is. I mean, it was, you know, the kids are there. The kids will be occupied. Mom and dad, we got you covered as well.
Excellent.
So, hey, also, by the way, kids might be occupied with the arcade games and stuff, but just so you know, I'm 32. You might have to kick me off of an arcade game.
This is true.
For a child to use it.
Trust me, 40, I'm still playing arcade.
Okay, good. So it's open to everybody, but just so you know, the kids will have something to do.
Exactly.
I do it just to hide from my kids.
So that makes sense, too.
My, how the turntables, as Michael Scott would say.
Milligan June Jubilee again coming up June 7th. That whole weekend, you can check out all the fun, all the details again on our Facebook page, KX969. You can just go look up Milligan June Jubilee as well on Facebook. Get your tickets for Colin Ray, Ricochet, Casey Chestnut, and all the fun to be had out there. EJ, thanks so much, buddy. We appreciate you, and enjoy the summer. Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be good, and just let everybody know, early ticket specials going on now, so follow JP's role. Get your early ticket specials going on now, MidwestTix.com.
Don't miss out. All right, so two big things. The first one, we just talked with EJ a little bit ago. June Jubilee in Milligan is coming up, and all the details are there for you on our Facebook page.
Yes, and
of course,
we have a winner for March from
Wednesday. So, who won the Maze popcorn bar?
Remember how we would mention Teledyne every once in a while?
Yeah.
Kathy M is the March winner.
Congratulations, Kathy.
I know somewhere Heather and Jennifer are pulling their hair out.
Like, dang it! Didn't win again!
Oh.
Keep trying, though, ladies.
Keep trying. Thank you. We appreciate that. And they did. They did try again. Heather, once again, shout out UNL Animal Science, and specifically shout out to Jennifer. And then the note, because we do want you to add notes if there's enough characters left.
Yeah.
Please do it. We love that so much. But she did add a note, and you know what the note says?
What did that say?
Popcorn! Exclamation point.
Pretty that's all you got to put.
Short, sweet, to the
point.
That's
all you got to do. You can yell out like Greg did and go, Raymond Central Mustangs!
Yeah, he does. He definitely gets expressive with it.
Mm-hmm.
There is Rachel at University Dental Associates. Also, Elaine at DMV FR Division, I think is what that says. But shout out to Elaine. There's Martha at Complete Children's Health as well. And Christy at University of Nebraska, BRBC Business Center.
Nice.
Seen some new ones. Oh, look at, Jackie?
Jacques?
You always say Jacques. It does look like Jacques.
It does look like Jacques.
But maybe not Jackie.
I think it's Jackie.
I like them both. Jacques, Jackie. Shout out to Lincoln Nephrology and Hypertension. What is nephrology?
Ooh, what is nephrology?
Can you look that up?
Yes, I will.
Nephrology, because, and I want to guess it too while we're at that. Nephrology, I'm going to guess, and hypertension, nerves?
Nephrology is a Greek term for kidney.
Oh, okay.
And a nephrologist diagnoses and treats kidney conditions and kidney failure.
Oh, wow.
Very cool. See, we got some smart people listening to our show.
We learn new things.
Yes, we do.
So Maze Popcorn's going to hook someone up each month with a Maze Popcorn bar to visit work. I've said it before, Maze Popcorn is delicious.
Choice.
They have the standard stuff too, but they get crazy with it. Like, I mean, literally any funky flavor you could think of, they've tried it. So,
cheeseburger with like ketchup and pickles and mustard. We should try that. I mean, if they have a cheeseburger popcorn.
I know that they've done some, they've had to have done something similar because the list of things I've seen over the years, there's just no way that they would have missed that. I mean, there's they even have Lucky Charm popcorn, by the way.
Okay, you sold me on Lucky Charms.
Yeah, Lucky Charm popcorn, cheesy cheddar, chili cheese popcorn, bacon and blue cheese, birthday cake, beer cheese.
It's a lot to choose from.
It's a lot.
You can have your choice, just like Kathy M. Will for her company, Teledyne. So you get it in at KZKX.com.
Yes, if you listen to Kix while you work, tell us where it is you work. Give us your shout-outs and qualify. KZKX.com, Workplace Wednesdays.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll be back with Dana Bertub on all a new one, helping hopefully get Jeff another date. We'll get to your chance at Country Drive Music Fest tickets with JP Max's guest and more. Have a great day.
Show.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.